Ted, a
Ted
question.
Ted has his hand up. Go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
First of all, when somebody says point of order, everything is supposed to stop. I don't do that inappropriately I should have asked for a point of personal privilege. I stepped away for a moment, but was that a committee report that we were just hearing?
Yes.
That was the development committee.
It was a committee report, but because, and I did mention in that committee that because we had so few people, probably because it was the day after Labor Day, we had so few people on that committee that I was going to, on that call, that I was going to ask LSB members and others if they would like to participate in those. Another thing that was mentioned was that we do hope that at the next pledge drive that we have some sort of challenge grant that we raise, that we board members look around and find people to give money prior to the pledge drive as a challenge, so we have money prior to the drive. And that has always proven very helpful. And we've kind of stopped doing that. And again, we just kind of wait for the pledge drive and say, okay, it's pledge drive, give money. And when you say, we have some people that have chipped in and they've given $10,000 as an incentive for new members. New members, please give as much as you can because these people will match it. That's usually very effective because people want to be involved in that. They want to make those people chip in that money. So I'm hoping that Sandy and others will work on that project with me. But anyway, Ted, was there a specific question you had?
Have you announced when your next committee meeting will take place and where?
Or how? Just 1 minute.
Have you done that? That's a yes or no.
I have not specifically mentioned it on this call, but I can do that.
This is a meeting, and a committee report usually includes when the committee will meet again. No wonder people aren't showing up, because you're not telling people when the meetings are being held.
It's on KPFTX, and I object to your tone, Ted, and this is your first warning. That was a personal attack on Teresa, and it will not be tolerated.
And grossly incorrect.
Never mind inaccurate.
I'm anticipating off the top of my head that it will be on Tuesday, October 4th, but I'll have to get to KPFTX. And if you'll give me 1 minute, I will reiterate that date.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Jane Schneider.
A lot of work. I'm going to move forward for a moment. We'll circle back to Teresa, and Teresa, just wave at me when you're ready. Mm-hmm. I've been emailing back and forth since this afternoon with PK McCary, and she is unable to attend tonight's meeting, and she has, in addition, to the suggestion that was made, and this really, Teresa.
It is Tuesday, and it's on KPFTX. It's Tuesday, November 4th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
And because of the election, we will have to probably reconsider some of the other, our next meeting. The next one we have scheduled is, November 1st, I believe. So that we might need to reconsider that. Oh, so actually okay. Election day will be November 8th. So probably in November, it will be November 1st. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Point of information.
Yes, Ted.
Did she say November 4th?
And then she changed it to November 1st.
It's not meeting in October?
No, I said we are meeting on October the 6th.
At what time? 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. Central.
It's posted October 4th, Teresa.
I'm sorry, October 4th. October 4th, And correction, probably it will be November 15th because November 1st is during early voting.
Yeah.
So October 4th, November 15th. Thank you.
Thank you. Sister Mama Sonia, are you there? You're muted. Sister Mama Sonia, did you walk away to get dinner? I'm going to start with, as soon as Sister Mama Sonia picks up and unmutes herself, I'm going to turn this back over to her. But she presented a very, very well thought out and very valuable motion to the body. And it's something that I think we need to take seriously. And as I said, I've been emailing back and forth today with PK, and she's also made several really good suggestions on this same topic. Sister Mama Sonia, are you in there? I don't think it's fair to discuss this without either Sister Mama Sonia or PK, who has also submitted a huge amount of very valuable material in support of this motion. The chair will entertain a motion to postpone discussion of Sister Mama Sonia's motion until next month.
Adriana?
Yes? Are you making, okay?
Yes. Yes.
You can, well, if we make the motion, then we can discuss the motion.
Exactly.
We're waiting for a motion to postpone.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
Awesome.
I want a motion to postpone because if the maker is not here to defend the motion,
she's not here to motivate.
Can postpone to the next meeting of the LSB.
Second.
Yes, brilliant.
I second Adriana.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Yes, I object. Yes.
What is your objection?
I would like a 3-minute recess so that I can attempt to, or someone can attempt to reach her by phone. Can we have a 3-minute recess?
You can have two. The meeting stands in recess for 2 minutes. I'm setting my timer. I will say in my own defense that one of the reasons we ran this meeting so tightly was that we would have time to discuss this with Sister Mama Sonia. And so, but it's okay. It deserves serious thought and serious attention.
Your agenda item is up right now. We're in a 2-minute recess. Can you come back on the call and start speaking? Yeah. Motion?
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Well done.
I just reached her. She'll be right back.
We heard you, Ted.
Hello, I'm here. Sorry.
Thank you.
Dealing with this other stuff at Yates and at Heights.
Yeah. That was really crazy, and I appreciate you taking the time out to spend time with us, because that was crazy today. We are ready to address your motion, and what I said was it was extremely well thought out, and it's something that's very much needed, and we need to focus and spend some time on it and not before Ted was able to reach you, we were going to postpone it so that we could give it the time it deserves. It is 9:00. It's 9:03. I also had several back and forth conversations with PK McCary today, and I'm sure you have too. Yes. She had a lot of supporting material. Okay. Sister
yes,
Mama
really
Sonia, I'm going to, and she couldn't be with us tonight. So, and I haven't seen the material. So I'm going to zip my mouth and let you motivate your motion.
Well, the reason I put forth the motion, I've been involved with KPFT for years, I mean, going back with Akua, let's see, when Akua's daughter was just a little girl, and she's in her 30s now. And I have seen things over the years. I've seen some of the racist attitudes, some of the backwards attitudes, some of the misogynist attitudes that have come forth. And I think that we need to have that the LSB members, we need to have some sort of training or go to have something to talk, have an open, honest conversation on what is going on. It's like it's that big elephant in the living room. And we know that, and some certain people I've heard, you know, totally against it, but we've had a lot of racist stuff to happen. I'm not going to go into any of it, but we know, and you know what it is. So what I would like, I think we really think that we need to meet, to have an open discussion, have someone to facilitate, and we can put everything on the table as to what's going on with at KPFT.
And Susan, I'm sorry.
I wanted to say, and you know, especially in this climate, when everybody's talking about critical race theory, which you know didn't exist, and except in law school, and I didn't even take it when I went to law school because it wasn't even taught. But there's so much stuff, and I'm being really nice, that needs to come from under the rug. And we need to talk about, have an open, honest discussion with one another about what's going on.
I respectfully suggest that that's a given, and that the next step would be to talk about how to get started and how to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Susan, you have your hand up.
Yeah, Sister Mama Sonia, I think I couldn't agree more that this is an essential conversation, mm-hmm. and I think it needs to be framed in the safest, most constructive way.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up the word facilitator or facilitated,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't agree with you more there.
Mm-hmm.
Some time ago, I had the great pleasure of working with Cherry Steinwender.
Mm-hmm. She's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, I know. But you need to go.
Hello?
I apologize. I'm at someone's house, and they are quite upset with me that I'm taking up this time. Okay? We worked with Cherry Steinwender, and she was absolutely fabulous. I think you have mentioned the Center for Healing Racism.
Mm-hmm.
There may be others who do a superb job, but I personally would love to see this whole group of people to be able to be participants and have
yes.
honest conversations with each other.
Yes.
Now, I apologize. Yes. I have to get off the phone.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan, for your comments.
And Sister Mama Sonia, if you don't mind, I would just like to expand just a couple of seconds on what Susan was saying. And
okay.
that is, it seemed to me that it would be more fair for everyone to have an outside party as a facilitator so
yes.
that someone, no one needed to be both a facilitator and a participant at the same time.
Yeah,
I wave my hands around a lot. So, with that in mind, could postpone with what Adriana said, to postpone your motion and spend the next month gathering those resources, identifying a facilitator so that everybody can participate equally. Would you be open to that?
Yes, I am, because I don't want us just to rush to it and just do something and be doing it, because it's not going to be effective, or we will be wasting our time if it's not done correctly. We
it's
have
too
someone
important.
From the outside looking in.
It's too important to throw yes. it together.
Yes. So, what I will say, this is September 14th. So at the next meeting, we will have, a plan I know several. I love Sherry. I mean, Steinweider. We're very good friends. And, there are some more people I'd like to bring to the table and then we can decide. But again, it's not going to do any good if we don't get everybody on the LSB to come to the table. It's just going to be a waste.
And as many programmers as possible as well.
Oh, surely. Yeah. That's what I mean. Programmers.
Everybody. Programmers, station volunteers. So that said, Adriana made the motion and to postpone your motion.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, do you know who seconded the motion? The motion to postpone is on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any objection to postponing Sister Mama Sonia's motion until October 12th, which is the day before my birthday, y'all?
All right.
Bring cupcakes.
We will. And today is my mother's 98th birthday, heavenly birthday.
Oh my goodness. That's so wonderful. And again, I'm so sorry you had to deal with all that insanity.
Yeah, I'm still dealing with it.
Okay.
So we will have a plan. The motion is on the floor.
Yes. So do we hear any objections to postponing Sister Mama Sonia's motion until October 12th? Hearing no objections, the motion is passed by acclamation. Is there any new business?
Sonia.
Yes.
I have to ask this. Can y'all do what they say, point of personal privilege? What happened at Yates?
Same thing that happened at Height, but we didn't get, it was handled completely different. And so my thing is all black students' lives matter. Last Friday, someone called into HPD and said that it was a student who was disturbed and said that someone had a gun to her head. When the police showed up on campus, they walking through, we have a friend, my friend who's a teacher said, next thing she knows, here's a police and riot gear coming in her class with AK-47. She's just petrified. So,
okay, Sonia.
Sonia and Nisi, let's adjourn the meeting and then we can visit. We can have coffee hour afterwards. Mm-hmm. Is there any new business?
Can we adjourn? Adriana, just
1 second. Richard beat you by a quarter of a second.
Sorry.
So it was a hoax. It didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Yeah, they were doing that. They were going into the classrooms with their guns like that yesterday too. Yes. It was
okay.
And the trauma is still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have a request for information.
Yes, sir.
When and where is our next meeting?
Our next meeting is October 12th, 2022. And to the best of my knowledge, we will meet by Zoom unless miracles happen. And you will be informed every step of the way. Adriana.
I move to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Did we get any new business? I don't think we got any new business.
No.
All right. No. Thank you, dear. Adriana has moved that we adjourn. Is there any objection?
No.
Nope.
Hearing no objections, this meeting is adjourned.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys were amazing. I appreciate your patience so much.